Hey, welcome everybody. I'm Mike here with Mel Arezzi from WalkingTerraCrista.com, and we're going to be doing the full moon slash lunar eclipse slash festival of the Christ call this evening. So there's going to be a lot of energies that we're bringing in, but of course the idea is to help us all deal with these energies that are hitting us anyway and to walk through those doorways fully prepared. So I'm not sure what's going to transpire tonight, except we will be doing a full moon ceremony. But I do not know who's coming in.
We will be not sure about the full moon. Lord Adama will be our guide because we're going to be going to Telos and meet the Telosan community there. And I know Lord Sananda and Lord Maitreya will be assisting us with the Festival of the Christ energy. As for the other energies, I'm not quite sure. So we will just see what happens.
And so we might not have time for an actual full moon ceremony. But this should be quite amazing. So relax. We'll walk you through taking the energies up to the unified whole to make sure everything is in oneness. 000144000 unified whole online. 0123456789102030405060708090100 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just breathe that in. Feel that frequency shift as we elevate our consciousness and our full body system up to the 144th dimensional frequency. And while we're here, we call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma energies to deliver to us the Platinum Net. And the platinum net comes around us as we breathe in. As we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any lower frequency vibrations that might be blocking us or interfering. That's from any of the four-body system that can be removed. For deeper energies that need more work removing, we call upon Saint Germain, the violet flame, to fully encase us from our earth star to our soul star. So picture that violet flame. And this acts to transmute and transform anything else that we want to have worked out of our four-body system. And then we call upon the pink flame from Paul the Venetian so that it fills in any areas that have been removed. This way we can attain more ease and grace with these transitions. You can call upon these energies during the day at any time. We do suggest you do the unified whole component as well. So let's bring this energy back down to the fifth dimensional frequency. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100. 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just take a deep breath into your earth star and ground that energy into Gaia so that she can participate in this work that we're doing as well. And of course, through her to the rest of humanity. Here is Mel Arezzi.
Thank you. This evening, this full moon represents Scorpio and Taurus. So it's about going within for Scorpio and going outside of ourselves for Taurus. So there's that battle that we have been experiencing in the last couple of full moons of what we need to internalize and what we need to externalize. So think about that for your intentions this evening. Also, the lunar eclipse represents relationships and that changing also. All this effect of these energies tomorrow that actually come into fruition are assisting us to get deeper into ourselves, but be able to extend it outside of our internalization so that our physical body incorporates it. So the physical and the emotional and the mental, all those aspects that we are all trying to achieve in the full dimensional capacity as we move our energies into that fifth dimensional body. The Festival of the Christ represents resurrection. It's the first of the three festivals of Wesak. These festivals are the most highest festivals on the spiritual plane. It does represent the ascended masters in the spiritual hierarchy. So everyone is experiencing these energies all at the same time. So the Festival of the Christ prepares us for Wesak, because Wesak, we move to another higher existence in our initiation level. So the Festival of the Christ is the resurrection of the self. It allows us to go deeper than we were before. So if you're feeling any of these energies twisting inside of you, turning you inside and out, this is why we're having the sleep patterns and the energy exchanges. You can have physical symptoms, but start to think about what you're feeling emotionally and mentally, because this Wesak represents the threefold flame within Gaia, so each of us are activating that more within ourselves. So we are now going to do the crystal bowl. Just to give some points, Mike, the times.
The full moon starts at 3:58 Eastern, which is 6:58 Pacific, 2 a.m. UTC time. And then the lunar eclipse actually it begins before that, about 11 a.m. Pacific time. But the full occurrence of that eclipse is going to be at around 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's only a partial lunar eclipse, but it still brings in those energies. It's only actually just touching a small portion of the moon's visibility. The Earth is blocking only a small portion. However, the shadow of the Earth is going to cover up about half of the moon, which is really where the energies come from in this. So it's not just a random occurrence that we feel the way we do, as these are very real energies that get introduced. If you followed some of the blogs that Melaresi put out about the meteor shower of the other night, two nights ago, the energies of the intergalactics coming through to our planetary system, as that system was from Lyra. So these are all very real energies. Things are not just random.
And all the festivals of Wesak always happen during the full moon. So that compounds the energies. So think about these elements that you are working through and put those intentions out to the spiritual hierarchy and the unified whole so that they can assist you in creating the balance and bringing in more of the light and love quotient. Breathing deeply, we're now going to bring in the frequencies from the 144th dimension through our Antarkarana bridge, which is our rainbow bridge, that our I Am presence comes down into our physical existence. Feel colors upon colors, many different colors coming within us as we center it within our soul star, which sits 6 inches above our crown, opening up the energies to our chakra system, blending all of these colors just into it yourself, what you are receiving. I'm not going to focalize any of the spectrums of light in this moment. So we'll breathe into the crown, the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart. Solar plexus, sacral, and the root. Spinning those energies down through the limbs, into the knees, the ankles, and the feet, into the earth star. The earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously, activating the oxytonal alignment, which is the connection of your I Am presence through your physical existence, feeling an increase of energy within the heart, the solar plexus, and the thymus. As now we invite the higher self to be more fully activated within every person. Let's activate these energies more. We see two beams of light coming into the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. Now we're encased around us of heaven and earth and within us. This is going to activate our Merkaba vehicle. Feel the spinning of the inner Merkaba going in a counterclockwise manner, which is very close to your chakra system. And then the outside of the Merkaba, on the outside of your field, spins in a clockwise direction. Feel these energies spinning within each other as each of your chakras are spinning in a clockwise direction. Just feel the spinning within spinning wheels of light within your full body system. As we activate the physical, the etheric, and the emotional, and the mental as one full body of light, which actually activates your spiritual body, which is your higher self and your I Am presence. Breathe through that and feel that balance occurring. I want to take a moment. We're going to bring in Lord Adama first. I thought he wanted us to travel to Telos first, but he wants to speak for a moment. Greetings. It is my pleasure as Lord Adama with the Telosian Council of Light and the Telosian community to join with each of you. We will travel in a moment, but I wanted to set the stage of what we are going to be experiencing this evening. It is going to be a little bit different than the other full moon energies that we have done in Telos. There have been several of them that we have activated as a ceremony with many other beings. This evening we are going to the amphitheater, which is in Telos, which houses the many levels of creation of the Telosian community. We have chosen to come to this area this evening due to the energies of not just the lunar eclipse, but the festival of the Christ. So we will be meeting and joining with the members of the spiritual hierarchy and the ascended masters, many whom you love and you work with personally. This is a connection circle this evening to help you to go through the changes and the challenges of these energies, to help balance your frequencies, to let go of old parts of yourself that you want to remove, and some things that you may not even be aware of. Remember that you are coming into a multidimensional body, and at times you may not even realize within your own consciousness what is happening within you. This is why there are periods of confusion, why you are sleeping as you do and you feel as if you cannot just get grounded. It's because you are traveling so much on the inner planes of the higher dimensions, and then coming back into the physical body can be a challenge just within itself. During this process of the 3-day cycle of the Christ Festival, which starts tomorrow. And then 3 full days of that, you can tune into these energies. You can assist yourself through the process. But in truth, it still continues through the next month until the Wesak Festival. Congratulations for stepping into this pathway of allowing your physical self to receive your higher self and to change the thought processes, the feelings into full totality that you truly are. So let us all take a breath at this moment. As everyone spins their makaba, just feel that spinning within wheels. You can also tap with your fingertips anywhere on your body that may help you to raise that vibration if you have a hard time with that. Right now, I want each of you to call upon your higher self and your I Am presence and your guidance that you work with to work with you through this process. Spinning within wheels, we now all find ourselves surfacing into a higher level of existence, out of the earth plane level, but in the etheric earth, the fifth dimensional earth. We gather together in one huge Merkaba, and I'm going to guide you into the amphitheater. This amphitheater is housed within Telos. This is where we have our ceremonies. This is where we convene with all spiritual hierarchy. It is also where we meet with the Queen and King of Telos. And all other beings from the Agarthian network do come to visit. So you may be feeling so many different energies this evening than you have received previously. This is a ceremony of oneness. We have now arrived. I want you to see the expansive building. Around us is a beautiful garden. As we walk up these golden steps to the amphitheater, we walk into the amphitheater. There are many beings, many individuals, many Telosians, many masters, many angels, many essences. Remember, Telos is the place of magic. This is what you're going to experience sometime soon in your future upon this earth. As we step into the amphitheater, it is all open. You can see the sky, the beautiful sun shining down upon us, and many rows and rows of many beings, and everyone stands as we walk into the temple. We're going to step down to the first floor. The stage is actually set lower than the rest of the temple, of the amphitheater. And we call it a temple because it really truly is a place of connection, of light and God. As we find our places in the first row, we would look down below, and there are many beings upon beings awaiting your arrival. You will see Lord Sananda, Lord Maitreya. You will also see Helios and Vesta and Ra, the sun god, who will represent the lunar eclipse, and many Native American elders, as they have been invited from all over the planet to participate in this. We're going to try and make this a combination type of ceremony. So the first thing that we want to do is we're going to work with the Native energies of the earth to help ground the energies within each of us. If you would like to say a prayer for anyone right now within this circle, please do.
You want to send some prayers out for Barbara, who's getting her arm looked at, and all the other individuals on the planet that have gone through issues that are fearful and that require healing, and for all those who have transitioned due to any conflict or situations.
Thank you. We'd also like to say a prayer that individuals upon the planet receive these energies through each of us, and that people that are confused and unaware of what they're going through have an epiphany, have an opening of a doorway to find the light within them, and to see that death is not the answer, that eternal life is the answer for each of us. But of course, that is an individual choice, so we bring this light frequency unto everyone. I'm now going to step down upon this stage. I take down like half a dozen steps, and then within that, we have the beautiful energies of all these beautiful beings. You're going to look around the temple and see colors upon colors of sparkles of light. We ignite the rays of God within here. Tonight we're going to be working with the 12 rays, although you may see other colors. So there's 12 rays incorporate. We're also going to include some of the planetary colors of those rays: red, blue, pink, yellow, crystalline, golden yellow, deep blue, deep pink, purple, violet, green, golden colors, white mixed with gold and green, indigo, pearlescent, seafoam green, blue-green, pink-orange, and gold. So whatever frequencies you feel that are coming to you, or call upon them, whatever you feel that you're aligned with, allow these essences to come within you now. So the colors are almost like, you could describe them as bubbles of light coming within the entire amphitheater. Right across from where you're sitting, and this is where we have the dignitaries, we have the king and the queen. We have also officials from the Agarthian cities that are here, and they wanted to be acknowledged with each of you. This WESAC represents a very powerful energy of oneness. It's going to be the most powerful energy incorporated upon the planet ever. So we're fully coming into the acceptance. You also see Ashtar Command, Lord of the Great Bear Star System, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Sirians, and many more. So there's beings upon beings here. Because each of you are becoming multidimensional, and we want you to incorporate these energies within yourself. Breathing deeply, I will now step aside. We will now hear from the Native American elders to ground these energies.
We'll begin with some drumming. Greetings, we come to you. The energies of the natives of not just the American Indian heritage, but the heritage of the entire planet and within your galaxies. As we have spoken before, the native energies are those energies that fully honor the totality of a living being existing upon a planetary system. These energies that are practiced, traditions that are held, for those that have deep roots, the acknowledgement of the Star Nation's brothers and sisters is so strong. And as we have shared, it is so strong because it is the same essence. It is the one message. And at the times of each of these ceremonies where we gather each month, we always implore upon you to remember the totality of all that you are. It is especially important to begin once again, if you are not doing so, to connect daily in your own personal rituals with Mother Earth, Father Sky, and Grandmother Moon. These are the gateways into which you will be able to ground your energies and the frequencies that are coming to you. We ask you, feel the waters, feel the earth with your skin. It is good to get outside in your modern world and breathe the air that is not within your buildings. But it is better to actually touch the ground, take some time to sit or lie upon her. And it is the same with the waters. We cannot impress upon you enough that you are part of the earth. You are part of the sky. You are part of the air and the elements. As you allow yourself to interface with them, they can interface with you, and the frequencies can be shared more easily between each of you and each of the elements. This goes as well for the frequencies that each member of the animal kingdom is in charge of keeping. The more that you can acknowledge and interface, the more that the energies and the frequencies that you are going through can be spread amongst all kingdoms. Take the time to do so, and it will accelerate your transitions, and it will bring more ease and acceptability for all. We deeply honor you for being upon this planet at this time. For there are many of you that have come here to be in acknowledgement of these transitionary times and to bring your gifts forward in oneness within the Great Spirit's domain. We are here to support you. And we thank you deeply for what you are doing. Aho.
Aho. For now, take a moment to reflect on the power of our light upon this planet. What is it that you are going through? What is it that you need assistance with? Because we have many beings here that are ready to step forward. I am No Eyes. I represent the Native American cultures. I lived on these lands. I saw the changes when they came in, and the sadness amongst my peoples. But now my heart is shining deeply for each of you. I extend unto you the essence of your transformation. If the earth moved from the third dimensional into the fourth dimensional, which it has, what is it that is happening within your consciousness, within your thought process, within your emotions, that you have not been able to purge? You are in duality. The earth is in duality. But it is changing. And this event of this moon is the acceptance that we truly need. Allow the internalization that you so desire to embrace in your entire world to come out of you tonight, so that it takes those elements of darkness that you have not been able to combat in any other way, by allowing the frequency of light that you are, that is coming in from your I Am. It is coming from your higher self to come fully in the totality of light. We are very blessed this evening to be here amongst all these beings of light. We are in the essence of Telos, the capital of all the inner earth cities. And we have amongst us here all these beings. We have Native American beings. We have Native beings from all tribal nations, star nations, inner earth. We are one in this space, in this moment. I ask of you now to just breathe and allow that pure essence that you desire to seep out of your heart, because I know it is there, and to expand the essence that you are into the totality of your physical existence. Oh, I know many of you walk the lands in many different types of bodies. But now you have chosen to be in this body called the Light Worker. Allow the light to fully infiltrate within you, to accept all that has been occurring, and to allow the balance to come fully into your creation as you divinely deserve it. Let us take a moment and allow the energies that you have been dealing with to purge out of you, whether it is mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually. Allow it to come into complete oneness in the totality. As we stand here in this beautiful staging area, we represent the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel of the East of New Beginnings. The South of the emotional essences and the inner child of laughter, of the West, of the physical healing and receiving the visions, and the North, of accessing your highest presence and putting your prayers out to that end. But tonight we're not going to separate these energies, because we want to come into full totality of oneness of the Great Spirit. So as I stand in the middle of the circle and I face each of you in a clockwise manner, allow us to purge together what has not occurred. Allow your heart to be opened unto your highest presence. And allow that essence to be embodied within you right now. Believe me, as you do, it will embrace the other parts that do not like it. The essence of love, the essence of purity, the essence of joy, of the Great Spirit of the Light unto the great essence of Gaia. Essence as I bring you this frequency of light. Everyone is now coming into oneness. Our circle is getting closer and closer. You just feel us all coming together. We are within the circle of oneness in this moment. Feel your essences being purged now. They're disappearing into the skies as the colors of light all incorporate only the pureness of the God's essence, of the spectrum of light that represents these essences. I am deeply honored to walk with each of you through this process. Let's all take a deep breath and allow the frequency of light that you're feeling just to come out of you and go into the temple. Go into the temple and go out of the temple, because everything is being removed. And we really want to connect with our multidimensional selves of those timelines when you may be looking at someone across the arena here and they were your enemy. We now come into oneness because these timelines are coming together for us to work together. Your etheric body holds all these energies, so let's purge them. We're now going to hear from Helios and Vesta with Ra, the sun god, to help us allow these energies to come into oneness as they represent the 10th dimensional level of creation. Greetings. It is our pleasure to be here with you. We come in the combination of Ra, the sun god, and Helios and Vesta, only because the time does not permit for us to speak separately. But right now, what we want to do is take all that you're feeling, allow the emotions to flow through you. Whatever it is You need to breathe in, get to the core of your being, allow it go into the solar plexus, allow it to go into those particles that you have a tendency to hold. You may even hold it in your physical body, in your limbs, in your joints. Many may be feeling pain in those because your crystalline structure is starting to shift into the totality that you desire. So right now we want to bring in the essence of this 10th dimensional frequency of light. So as you look up above into the amphitheater, the sun beaming down, feel the essence of many colors of the sun essence, because that is what the great central sun represents. It represents those totalities of light to come fully into creation, to assist, and not de-assist, but to allow the combination of light that you are to be felt within your physical existence. Breathe deeply as now the sun is beaming down upon you very strongly, and allow the purging to occur. We're going to purge the energies. Think about this moon and what the lunar eclipse means. Your darkness is going to show in your face if you do not allow it to be purged by this God's light of the great central sun. This is when the thought processes may change. This is when your elements of particles that are put away and then you think you thought you took care of are going to circle within you. And you know why? You know why? Because other energies upon this planet that you're living upon want you to suffer, but no more. You have the tools, you have the availability of this light to come fully into balance. Helios and Vesta represent the feminine and the masculine divine, and this is what each of you are experiencing in this moment. Feel your feminine and your masculine light coming together. Feel them. And if they're not coming together, now we're going to purge. Purge those thoughts to flow into the emotions. None is better than the other. They are just as powerful, but together the unity of this brings the power of the light. With the will and the love, this creates your power. Feel this essence of light coming into you now as the sun is coming stronger and stronger. I, the Ra, the sun god, fully embellish this frequency unto each of you in this moment. Are purging out of you. The emotions are being removed to allow the balance to occur. Swirl them up out of the amphitheater, out of the temple. Allow the sun to take them, because the sun will absorb what you don't need. It gives you that strength, but it also gives you that essence of feeling clean and pure. Now feel this essence of beauty. We of Helios and Vesta now ask you to fully allow your feminine and your masculine divine to come together just as you're feeling the sun. This is where you're going to find the balance. Breathing in to the right side of your body of the masculine, into the left side of your body of the feminine. Allow them to blend. You can actually take your hands together and blend them together with the fingers intertwining in front of your heart. And then just breathe this essence of balance. Oh. Feel the internalization within you. The internalization that has been created by allowing yourself to purge what you do not need, what you do not need to hold on to. Allowing your balance of your feminine, your masculine to come together within your heart. Almost feel like you're pushing your bodies from each side and squeezing them together. And it's like an internalization of a beautiful hug. That hug of your divine essence that you need to feel this completeness within you will help you within the balancing stages. Anytime you feel out of balance through this process of the next 3 days or whenever, utilize this technique of bringing your palms together, pushing the energy towards your heart, and let your fingers touch. Let them get used to each other and then intertwine and internalize that, because what's happening is your feminine, your masculine is coming into the unity of your light, the unity of your light. This allows you to activate your I Am presence more fully and your higher self. Now tune into what that essence is for you now. And ground it through your feet into your earth star. And ground this energy. Don't hold it in your heart. And allow that to be grounded. This lunar eclipse is going to take these particles and push them in your face. That's the process that is occurring through these activations. But once you know that your highest presence is your guide and not the physical self, which we know all of you accept this. Let it blend within you. Because that's the ability to rise above the situation. And allowing it to be grounded within your physical essence. This is the beauty of these activations together now. The inner can become the outer. The outer is not going to get lost. So you must teach your mind to access the higher mind. The higher mind of your availability. So as you do that, you intend to go into a higher dimensional state. Bring that dimensional state down into your heart center and through your feet. And accept what you can, but discard the rest, because you're not going to be able to hold on to the whole frequency of the 10th dimension within your physical body. And this is how you start to change your light quotient, by allowing the essence of the higher to blend within the lower, and they become one, and discard what the body cannot handle. And each time that you experience this, you'll be able to handle more. But it won't feel like more because you've already grounded the previous quotient of the light and love that you are. Breathe deeply. We thank you for the availability through Malarese to give this dissertation for each of you. Please call upon us through this process and we will gladly assist you either in your awake, asleep, or altered states. Namaste and great love. Greetings, I am Lord Maitreya, Office of the Christ. What a magnificent moment in time to have each of you here with each of us. This will set the stage for the next 3 months of the work that we're all going to be doing within each other. I stand here with Lord Sananda and many other masters, all the Ray Chohans and all the beings of light. But most of all, I stand with each of you. My role is to assist as many lightworkers as possible to understand the process that they must go through to acquire what they are trying to reach and allow that to be in the totality of their physical existence. We have seen many that decide to move out of the space and go into the higher realms, and they leave their body. But you are very important because we want to help you to internalize these energies and to assist you in this process of grounding the frequency. This is not an easy task. And no one has ever achieved this in mass consciousness. And with the frequency of light that's coming into Gaia and the other interplanetary activations, it is beyond our understanding of what you were experiencing personally. So all we can know is what you tell us, and then we can assist you. And we do so consistently. The Festival of the Christ is about the resurrection of the self. This year is absolutely more important than any other year that we have ever seen. Why? Because all of you are in body. Because now is the golden age. You are learning to accelerate yourselves fully within these physical existences, no matter what the challenges or the pain that you are going through, because you know that there is more that you can receive to assist you and open up the pathway to be wider and wider. This is what is very important, that when you get into these states of disharmony, to remember your tools, to remember us, because we must assist you, but you must ask for us to do so. This evening, with the Festival of the Christ about to occur upon the planet, there is great celebration of the Christed energies to be embodied within each of you. As these Christed energies become embodied, the old ways of being must remove. And they are done in particles and layers of light because you could not do it all at once or else you would not exist on this earth plane. So we do it layer by layer by layer by layer. And what is assisting each of you, particularly right now, is that we understand what you're going through. We listen, we are taking notes, and we are redevising our energies to assist you to go into a deeper level of existence. So as you all sit here in this amphitheater tonight, we know each of you deeply. We know what you need on a personal basis. But on a collective basis, it's not put together. But this is what we are helping each of you to bring forth into us so that we can help the many others that will follow you in the years to come. And they will come. This earth is changing greatly. And this is the most powerful sect that we shall ever encounter. So I ask of you, what does the Christed energy mean to you yourself, individually? How have you allowed the Christ itself to be within you? We all know the words of Jeshua. You can do as I have done, but better, and you are. And there are many other slogans that he had said during that time. And what we want best for each of you is to find your own slogans. What is it that you are experiencing within yourself that you can assist another in doing so? Maybe not in this moment, but for moments to come. Take notes of what you are going through. Take notes of this 3-day process. It will assist you in understanding the frequencies of light that are coming into you. Many of you are experiencing similar elements. Many of you are not experiencing similar elements. Number one, it depends how long you have been on the pathway of mastery, and I'm not talking about awakening. I'm talking about you stepping onto a pathway and see that you want to give service to this earth. That is what mastery is about. You can be a light worker and not really step into this pathway. because you have to be ready to do so. Your soul, your spirit, your higher self, and your I Am presence all have to come together to accept that responsibility. And there is no grudging, because you don't. Because many, many will not be able to. Many will not be able to. But each of you are showing to us that you are. And some of these steps can be treacherous. Some of them can be full of fear. But when you learn to step off the cliff and fully acknowledge that you are being protected by God's light and all of us who are watching over you as you are activating the spiritual hierarchy for the new earth. You are the new earth hierarchy. This hierarchy sits in this temple this evening with the star nations, with the native energies, with the Telosians and the inner earth beings, and each of you as humans. All of these multidimensional selves are coming together to create this essence. So I expand unto you my love and ability to fully combine my energies with yours, just as I did with Jeshua during his lifetime. The frequency of light that is coming into you is much easier than what he experienced in some ways. In some other ways it is not, because sometimes you just cannot assist others when you want to, that they do have free will, but all we can do is bring in this frequency of light. So I speak to you as Lord Maitreya's office of the Christ to bring in this frequency of your own Christed energies to resurrect yourself into a deeper level than you have ever experienced before. But I want this process to be easier. I want it to be balanced. I don't want you to be struggling or suffering from any elements that you're dealing with. This is why we're doing the ceremony tonight. This is why we have so many beings doing the work and allowing these energies to come into the focus of what should be our desired end. As we bring in these energies unto you in this moment, we want you to just surrender. Just surrender to this process. Surrender to the light of God. To surrender to the light of your higher self. Surrender unto the light of whom you are. It is my blessing and desire to expand my energies unto you, to assist you deeper, because I know you will assist others on the deeper levels also. You are being challenged and you are working through these processes, but tonight we are going to come into the unity that we are, to love each other desperately, to share that love with each other, and to support one another through the process. I, as Lord Maitreya, bring forth these words of light unto everyone in this moment. You are an initiate. You are on the mastery pathway. It doesn't matter where you're on that pathway, whether you are just beginning or you have traveled long to arise into this comprehension of the master that you are becoming. Allow the Christed energy that you deserve to bring into your physical body now to come into you, to receive, surrender unto the highest part of you. Allow it to resurrect any elements in the physical body, any elements in the emotional body and the mental body that do not serve this highest purpose in this moment. Allow this frequency of light to blend within you. Resurrection of myself, I embrace my light as a being. I embrace all that I ever was in the highest frequency to come into my body so I can receive. I am. Just feel the words and embrace them. Embrace them. The words don't really have any meaning without the vibration. So allow the vibration. Thank you. It is my divine pleasure as Lord Maitreya to walk with each and every one of you. So I step forward and offer my assistance. In this moment and all moments to come, I thank you for stepping into this pathway of mastery. I am Lord Sananda. I thank you, all my comrades, being here of all the levels of dimensional frequencies, from the star nations all the way to the earth plane, human body of consciousness. But tonight I extend my essence as Master Jeshua. My heart is filling with the love and the expression that I feel from each of you within this temple and within each of you in body that are participating in this journey into this amazing temple of light within Telos. This is just a pure example of what our lives shall be like in our future days. I take one moment to reflect of my time as Jeshua. And my greatest moment was the expression of love. And each of you are here right now. It doesn't matter what our goal was at that time. It has shifted greatly because the consciousness is changing finally. We are able to come into unity of the self. You are the ones that have come back time and time and time again to try and do it right each time. But yet you were still having difficulties only because of what you have endured previously. This lifetime is quite different. You are learning that it can be purged. We're accepting the divinity of light from other realms of consciousness to come into your consciousness in this moment. You always knew this. But now we can come into oneness. Because having ceremonies like this are going to set the stage for them to occur physically. So I extend unto you my heart for you to receive these essences that I extend unto you in this moment. I look into each of your eyes and I feel your love. I feel your expression flowing through you right now. And that is because we are all one God. We are all one essence, allowing our continued desires to come into the full focus of creation. This is the beauty. I've watched all of you, and I will continue to watch. Because I am enamored by what you are achieving. Your tenacity to keep going, to go through the painful doorways, to reflect and know that when something is not yours, you need to get rid of it. Energy consciousness. The planet is filled with all of it, but yet you are continuing upon this journey with each step that you take. And that is the glory of my light upon each of you in this moment. There is none other. So I know what you have experienced during this ceremony. You have been purging greatly. So I will not extend any of that element to you, because I believe now you need to feel the balance and the desire of your heart, of the many hearts that we are together, to come into unity. So as I stand here and embrace each of you in this moment, my heart is yours. There can be no other way. But I must extend it as Lord Sananda now, because I bring forth that frequency of totality of oneness within the higher self of Jeshua. Jeshua will always be within me, and I know it will be within many of you. But don't hold on to that idyllic figure. Allow yourself to grow with the highest essence, just as I have done. And that is why it is time to fully accept your higher self. Accepting the higher self within the physical body is not an easy task, so you must practice it. So I ask in this moment that every individual person receive their highest essence, and not just the frequency of light or the vibration or feeling that he or she is within the physical body, but to feel a beautiful message in this moment. Absolutely beautiful to see each of you blending deeply with your highest essence into your physical body. Feel the change that is occurring within you. This is the oneness of the self. This is the combination of energies that you deserve to incorporate. My heart extends unto each of you. As has been shared, this WESAC is going to be most powerful. So put your prayers in place. What is it that you would like to acquire through this WESAC energies? How would you like to accelerate yourself into the next stage? Do you have a project you want to acquire or to work on or to be created? Do you want to work with other people? Do you want to do more of yourself? Allow these essences to go deeply within you and change the light that you have been incorporating. Now it's time to rise to another level. Through this 3-day process, you may feel these elements being removed as you put out your wishes in this moment of what you desire. Be in the light of the Christ, in the light of oneness. Allow these wishes to be manifest within every individual person. Allow them to create these moments of time in their physical existence, because they deserve it, because they are God's light upon this earth, and they walk this pathway. They should be supported. So, we decree unto you, as the group consciousness of the spiritual hierarchy and all the life frequencies, representing the festival of the Christ, to allow this manifestation to be yours. So mote it be. I am that I am. I am Lord Sananda, with Lord Maitreya, with Helios and Vesta, with Ra the sun god, with all the native tribal elders, with all the beings that are here, the Telosian beings, the inner earth beings, the star nations, the intergalactics, as we all come into oneness together in this moment and time. It is our deep pleasure to walk with each of you. Blessings for a beautiful WESAC experience. It is I, Lord Adama. We want everyone to come down on the stage. So just take a moment, visualize yourself stepping into this onto the stage, and let us all gather together. And as we gather together, we're going to be arms within arms, circles within circles, dancing with the light of God. So moon it be. It's now time for us to leave. This is Lord Adama. I want to thank you. Let us rise up to the top of the steps. You may connect with any beings that you like. Let's have a moment of silence to do that if you'd like. As we now go up the steps, all the way to the top of the steps, everyone is honoring everyone else. As we leave the amphitheater, we walk down the steps into the garden. Let's take a moment of reflection. I love it when we do these ceremonies when you come to Telos, because many of you are coming to Telos, if not all of you. And it's a period of remembrance. It's a period of deep growth. I think tonight was the most amazing ceremony that we have done together. And my heart is filled. I love Melarese because her emotional body is very strong, so I can show my tears to each of you. And my heart is filled to the brim. Please do call upon us to assist you. Our time will be coming. We still have quite a bit of way to go, but each of you are paving the way to assist so many. in my blessings and love. If you call upon the words Aluna, 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 that is calling the Telusians into your heart. So remember that when you need to connect with this love and this beauty. Let's take a moment and send this energy down to Gaia so that you can take it back to all your locations. We thank so many of you for joining us for this beautiful circle of light. I am Lord Adama at your service, always your brother of the light. You're just going to take a breath and feel your Merkaba vehicle turning inside, counterclockwise, and outside, clockwise, feeling the spinning of light as we gather together and we move out of this consciousness into the inner realms and separate. And then feel yourself just floating back into your physical body, coming down and grounding these energies in through your feet, in through your knees, your joints, your coccyx bone, feeling that balance and pushing the energies down. Just push the energies down through your limbs and push it down. This is Christine Miller Essay. Thank you so much for joining Mike and I for this beautiful ceremony.
Thank you, everybody. Many blessings.